After Buzzers and The Arrangement fans, we are breaking down the season 2 premiere of The Arrangement right here on After Buzz. Will Megan ever trust Kyle again? And how's her takedown going of the Institute of the Higher Mind? Stay with us. We'll talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys,
we are back.
We're back.
And better than ever.
Season 2. I'm excited.
So ready.
And is Kyle a real backstabber?
He's definitely sketchy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Super sketchy. And will Kyle and Terrence ever be able to separate? The question of the night.
So many questions.
And we're going to talk all about it. So thank you guys for tuning in. I am your host, Tessa Saval, and these are my lovely co-hosts, Ali Nassa and Jessica Carroll. Same crew as last time. We are missing Tequila Jackson, but don't worry, she will be with us next week.
Yes.
So what were your guys' initial thoughts of the show?
I'm still really creeped out by everything that's, like, happening in the Institute of the Higher Minds because, like, she's having to be okay with it, but yet I think anybody else would be terrified and not be able to sleep at night. So I'm still just very confused and overwhelmed by everything, but I'm loving it, obviously, but definitely overwhelmed with what they're actually, what's their actual motto, like, or their motive, not motto.
I think that Megan's changed. I think that she realizes that she has power, like, she is determined to bring this place down, the Institute down, but I feel like she's getting soft. Like, she's not speaking her mind, which is what I was, like, drawn to last season, was what she just kind of said it as it is, and she was a very strong, independent woman, and I feel like lately she's been kind of hesitant. She doesn't know, like, what to say or when to speak out, and so at the very end of the episode when she finally did, I was like, praise the Lord, finally she's actually speaking her mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Megan's changed a little bit, and I want her to not be so soft.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you, and I think it was really interesting for me to see Kyle be the one to pull it out of her.
Yeah.
Because I think I was kind of hoping it would be, like, one of her friends or her agent, which they were trying, but she never cracked with them.
Right.
So I think, and then just leading into the whole relationship in general with Kyle, what are your guys' thoughts? Because we're seeing major trust issues kind of for the first time in a while because we didn't see them a lot together at the end of last season.
I mean, when you deny sex with Kyle West, clearly something's going on because he is gorgeous. So, but yeah, I think that, you know, that's the real question is, will she be able to fully trust? I do think that they still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she can't, you know, she keeps having these flashbacks and she's... The trust thing is going to be hard. And I think that the main thing that they both need to really work on is their communication and being completely honest with each other. So, which is going to be tough.
I think definitely that, especially the honesty and trust issues, because that's kind of, it's not like they built the relationship off of a lie, but kind of.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to start from all the way up there, like, you're going to need to break it down to have some sort of median because they, you know, it was all such a whirlwind. And then not even a couple months into the relationship, she's getting whisked away. Not whisked away. Sorry, that's a terrible way to describe
it. Kidnapped.
Kidnapped away to this, like, camp where she's basically brainwashed, and the person that she thought was the only one, they almost had this connection where it was like, all right, we both understand that we're gonna do this together. We both realize we're getting into this marriage together. So she almost felt like they had a special bond, and she tried to explain that to people, and I think that that bond that she felt that their foundation was laid upon was totally broken at the end of last season. And so that's where she's kind of iffy right now, because she's like, whoa, the one guy that I trusted in this entire situation, the one guy that I gave my all to and wanting to do go ahead with this marriage was Kyle. He let her down because he let them kidnap her.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Do you think Kyle knows the extent of what she went through?
I think he must. Like, I think he does. And I don't I think so.
I think he does, because I think whatever he had to go through, it was almost the same way. But what's interesting, too, is that it's kind of like you don't know how far in the Institute has, or like how far gone the Institute has gotten since he was, right. He was the first one inducted or whatever. Because they're clearly like using him as the founder boy, you know, like, or what is it, the like face of this, whatever. He's like the main guy there that his face is attached to all this stuff. So maybe they weren't as bad to him as they are to these other people. And he doesn't know they're doing that because he was like, well, I went through it and I'm fine. Because he's clearly not having these flashbacks, but maybe that's not a side we're seeing yet. I don't know.
That is very true. I do think that they would have been nicer to him than probably Megan or the other people. But my, like, and also, going back to the whole wedding thing, it's so not their wedding. It's whatever the Institute wants. Like, you know, the whole episode starts with them at, like, their engagement party or that dinner. And they're talking about, like, purple because it's the color of the Institute and these flowers. And you can see Megan just like, I don't even want any of this. Like, I want a small, intimate wedding. And so, and I think that, you know, and I'm sure she's told Kyle that. But, and he should respect that, and it bothers me.
Right. Well, and because this isn't, she didn't sign on a marriage with the Institute. She signed on a marriage with Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that's what's kind of frustrating, too, is because we almost fell in love with the authenticity that he showed her in the beginning. Like, I'm not all this flashing lights and everything. Like, I like to go take my motorcycle to this crappy taco store that I went to when I first moved out here. Like, he showed that side, and then all of a sudden, it's almost like he's doing a 360 and reverting back to someone that we don't even know who this is yet. So, I just feel like it's a little confusing for, I mean, as audience members, not even, like, as if it were a real story. You know, like, in the storyline, I'd be confused if I were Megan, too. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, who are we really putting on a wedding for? Like, why are we going through all of this craziness for what?
Right.
Exactly. And I think what I really love and I'm really anxious to see is how her relationship with Lisbeth continues. So I'm really excited that she reached out, or kind of
stalked her a little
bit. And so, grabbed her in the parking garage.
So, recap, why is she stalking her again? I kind of forget that from season one.
Well, it's so in the bathroom in Venice, they basically had a conversation. Allie, feel free to jump in. And she kind of essentially warned Megan, like, this is not a good thing.
Right.
And that was kind of all she left it at. But at the time, Megan was still so new to Terrence and Kyle and Deanne. She didn't really see that there could potentially be anything bad about any of it.
Okay.
And so now that she sees the dark in everything, I think her only, like, the only person she has that knows what she's been through is Lisbeth. So she's desperately trying to find her to talk about it.
Yeah.
And Lisbeth just won't talk about it.
And I think that when Lisbeth did tell her, like, you will never separate Terrence and Kyle, it really stuck in her head. And I think that, that's what really caused her to ultimately crack. I think that after, you know, towards the end when she finally just said, like, I can't do this anymore, she had it in her head and she was playing it back that she will never be able to separate them. And, oh my God, I have to live with this for the rest of my life. I can't do this.
Right.
And it caused her to crack and finally tell the truth.
Right.
Yeah. I need a refresher on the terms of the agreement. What was it that she couldn't do to get out of it? Because I thought it was like, if he wanted to get out of it, she could. But now it's like she's too far gone,
but
right?
I think that she really does love Kyle.
Kyle, right. She's just having to deal with all of the BS in order to, like, find her way through.
And I just, like, I don't get why Kyle is still so attached to Terrence.
Right. And what's...
Well, it's because Terrence has this huge secret, or essentially dirt on him. And we still haven't figured out what it is.
Right. I think it's that weakness, because remember what we saw in last season was that he helped him throughout that situation where they could have gone DUIs, and he was the one to be there to manipulate whoever he needed to.
Yeah.
So I think he kind of sees almost a father figure in him, because obviously we know his father was an alcoholic, or I think he was an alcoholic or something bad.
Like abusive or something.
Yeah, something along those lines, and he is now giving him like a monthly payment or something to help him out. But I think that's kind of what we're seeing too, is that he's latching on to the one good thing he sees in Terrence rather than all the craziness around him.
Right.
And that's kind of where his weakness is. And maybe that's something that him and Megan will find together. And she's going to be like, listen, you might see this one thing, but everybody on the outside is seeing how crazy he is and how manipulative he is, even towards you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he's blinded. And he throws like almost like a blind eye to all the other unnecessary stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Going back for a second to Lisbeth, did you guys think that the text she got at the very end of the episode was actually from her?
Or from, like, Terrence?
Exactly. That's kind of, I don't know why my head went there, but I was like,
Well, it could
be. Like, how would Lisbeth have Megan's number? And why did she change her mind to reach out?
Huh.
So for me, I just feel like I wouldn't put it past Terrence or Deanne to put a spy on her, follow her, see what she's doing, because they've done it before.
Maybe.
And so maybe they saw the interaction and Terrence is now trying to kind of get into Megan's head and see what's going on.
Huh.
I don't know why my head went there.
I mean, that makes sense because obviously we saw them put trackers on, like, what was in it? It was in her car. They put trackers on last season. So if they're going to do that, they clearly are going to figure out other things and they have eyes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Terrence knows everything.
Yeah.
Like, he for sure knows that Megan's up to something. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And even the agent, Leslie, she's feisty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm liking it because I don't know why. It's like Megan is just not speaking up. And I don't know why she's just sitting back so much and just letting everyone kind of walk all over her. Like, you know, with the movie thing and then the wedding and even the wedding dress. Like that was the most gorgeous wedding dress she put it on. But you could tell it was not her wedding dress. Like,
yeah.
She didn't want that. And then the whole thing with Deanne giving her the bracelet.
Yeah.
Her mom's.
Yeah.
Would you accept this? I'm like, are they really that close? Like, what?
Yeah.
I was just confused about the whole thing.
I'm thinking Megan's, like, underlying reason as to why she's being so quiet, especially in this part of the season, is because her main goal is to obviously take down IHM, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you want to keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah.
So I think she's giving them everything that they would want. And if she is smart, she knows that they are catching her do things. Besides the whole Elizabeth thing, that's like everything else lines up correctly except that moment. So I just think that maybe that's kind of everything's aligning
her strategy.
Her strategy towards making sure she can take them down because she needs to make sure that she's approving. They're approving of her.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. She's totally, like, undercover.
Yeah.
Because she just was changed.
Yeah.
I think my thing is, does Terrence really believe it? Or will he be on to Megan very quickly, if not already?
I think he already is. Already.
Because I was really surprised when she, like, agreed with him in the meeting, in the sense that it didn't feel genuine, and I felt like Terrence might have picked that up.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And even Kyle's like, okay, what's going on? What's going on?
Right.
I wanted you to speak up.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, she finally did crack, and then Kyle said, you know what, I'm actually not even going to star in this movie. I just want to direct it. He really wants this movie to, like, change his past or, like, kind of help him get over whatever happened. And so I think Terrence is now realizing, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, Megan's not that happy because she said something to Kyle, and now Kyle's not even going to star in the movie.
Yeah. And so then there's just this whole spiral effect that's kind of happening right now, which is all Terrence's fault.
Well, and doesn't Terrence have cameras in the house? Haven't we seen that in the past season?
I think yes, he does.
His camera's everywhere.
So that, like, sketches me out because I feel like Kyle, in theory, if Terrence can see all their conversations and Kyle's like, what's going on? And then they kind of break down. It just, I feel like I'm on edge the whole time because I'm like, what is Terrence seeing and what is he not seeing?
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to her.
Yeah, because I don't want to bring back any spilled milk, but I mean, we all know that weird thing that happened last season. Like, the very uncomfortable hotel scene.
Yeah.
So, like, that, if that was, like, weird of the weirds. So, you know what I mean? Like, if he's capable of that, there's other things that he's definitely capable of, for sure. He's just a very manipulative, maniacal, crazy person. Like, it's just like, I mean, he does a great job as an actor because he's got me like, I don't even want to be within 10 feet of you.
Yeah.
Like, you scare me.
He's evil.
Yeah. So he's definitely got that going for him. But yeah, I don't know. Terrence, I just don't trust him whatsoever, and he scares the crap out of me.
Well, and even how, I mean, you know, Deanne comes home and there's like the red tie on the door. Mm-hmm. And then she decides to enter. She obviously knew what was going on. Their relationship is wacky.
Weird.
and she's like, oh, here, let me help you with this dress. And Terrence is just like having a conversation as if he didn't just like have sex with this young 22-year-old girl, whatever.
Yeah, very strange. I don't know.
Very strange. So speaking of them, we find out Deanne is talking to someone named Mason.
Right. So who is Mason?
Who is, I don't know.
Is it the guy that she met who was at the bar when she was like, yes. Oh, I'm drinking yes. at the or like alone. Yeah, so that's Mason. But I don't know why, because she keeps texting him.
Or her. Or right? It's a woman, right?
It's a woman?
Mason?
Wait, I don't know.
Who came into the bar at the end? Of the episode?
Yeah, that's a girl. That was a girl, right? Yeah. So Mason's a girl.
But that was yes. Mason, correct? Right, Allie?
I don't know. The face you're giving me is like... No. yes, sorry.
So she's been texting Mason all episode. Yeah. They're excited to see each other, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And so then they go to the bar. Mason walks in. We find out it's a woman. And it sounds like they have a history.
Which wouldn't surprise me, because we've seen stuff like that she did with... Like, I don't know. Their whole, I don't know. It all confuses me. Because I think she is interested. It's like I feel like the more we've seen Deanne with, we've seen her with more women than we have with men.
Yeah.
Besides mm-hmm. Terrence.
Yeah. Especially like Annika, even though they started off as kind of business.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she like had an eye like, for her.
Into play. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
did you guys have any predictions on what her character is going to play into this?
I have no idea. But I want to know, do you guys think, what do you think? What do you think Mason's going to?
I don't know, because I feel like no matter who comes into Terrence and Deanne's life, like, it's never going to change. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, I feel like it would never put, nothing's going to do anything drastic to where it's going to put a wedge between them, I feel.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So I just, like, I can't imagine her playing any, I just, for me personally, I feel like anybody that comes into Terrence or Deanne's life, I don't know how much big of a role they could play just because they're so, like, crazy and strategic of every person they bring into their lives. Yeah. So I can't imagine them doing anything bad to them. If anything, it would be like they'd just be, like, shunned and, like, it was just a fun fling or whatever, or a fun, like, person to have around for a little bit. And then they would be like, and off with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. They're too powerful. Like, nothing gets by them.
Right. So, like, maybe it would be someone that kind of, like... But that's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's even someone who, like, Kyle has history with, or...
Maybe.
It just seemed more romantic, and I just didn't get that vibe that she would be romantic with someone that Kyle was romantic with.
Yeah, definitely not.
But, speaking of power... We learn that Terrence is, as we predicted, very protective mm-hmm. of a lot of information at IHM. Mm-hmm. And we hear that through Sean, who right. is now the in-house lawyer that Megan has recruited to kind of, like, snoop.
Right. And her ex is now joining the Institute, right?
Right.
That mm-hmm. guy. That was so awkward.
Well, and furthermore, he's going to the facility, which is obviously very appealing to Megan.
Right.
Who wants to know what's going on there. So what do you guys think is going to happen there? Do you think Terrence will end up catching Sean in the act of snooping?
Maybe.
I mean, it's going to go... I mean, if he does catch her, it'll be way later on. I think that Sean and Megan are being very smart. And they like definitely have each other's back. Mm-hmm. But now Leslie knows, too.
Right.
And then at the end, when Megan went into Leslie's office, mm-hmm. what do you think that she did? Do you think that she...
I think she fired her.
You do?
I do, because I know that Megan would never actually want to do that. But I think when Terrence said at the end of their meeting about the script, like, it would be great if we didn't ever see her again... I think Megan took that as like, okay, I'm so passionate about taking this down and I'm so passionate about getting on Terrence's side. Right. I'm going to just do him a favor and get rid of Leslie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To make it look like I'm on their side.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. And if anything, that would kind of protect Leslie. And she obviously, like, they have a strong, like, she's been there for everything. Yeah. So I feel like, if anything, she's like, get out of the way for now, because I don't want anything to happen with you.
Right.
And the repercussions of what's about to go down.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, then why she cried in the car, because she didn't want to do it, but
right.
she kind of had to do it.
Right.
For, like, her bigger motive.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm excited. I just want her to take it down.
Right. I think what's really exciting about this being season two is that season one was obviously this huge, like, we were, every episode we're like, all right, we gotta get a little bit more, like, and then finally we got that big turn of events in the season finale, so I'm super excited to see how they're gonna tie everything in together this season.
And it's like girl power, it's like a girl power season.
I'm into it. Well, speaking of girl power, one of our founders, Maria Menounos, who is like the ultimate girl power. Actually just started doing a podcast on Fridays. So if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos is a podcast edition hosted by our AfterBuzz founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So the podcast features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to better in all aspects of your life. So it's from health to wellness to career and relationships, finance, and more. So let our Maria be the big sister you never had. And I think Megan needs this.
Yes.
So go on iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria. It's free, which is awesome, because she's giving away so much awesome advice and tips and so many amazing interviews. You don't want to miss it. So make sure to rate also and comment below to let them, to let her know that we sent you. So tell them that the Arrangement Girl sent you there. And I really hope you enjoy it. So you can start the week with us on Mondays and end the week with Maria on Fridays.
Yes.
And she has some amazing celebrities. Like, those interviews, when it's over, I'm like, no, I want more, more. Yeah, so it's really good.
Definitely. And it's just fun. I mean, it's a podcast, so you can go shopping and listen with me. Like, you can, she really will be like your bigger, like your older sister. You just take her with you in your headphones. It's great.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
All right, so one more thing that I kind of want to dive in before we get into our predictions at the end of the show was more of the Technicolor Highway, the movie that Kyle is directing.
Yeah.
So what are your guys' thoughts on him pulling out and just fully directing the movie and kind of taking that creative drive that he wanted to this whole time, essentially?
Mm-hmm. I think that he really wants... He's just these, like, big... I think that he thinks this movie is going to help overcome whatever happened in the past.
Right.
And so I think that... And he also, he really wants Megan to, like, be the star.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want him to be, like, the star of the movie and she just in it. And so he's like, you know, I want to be the director. You be this talent. You know, and I think that's why.
And I think part of it, too, is him almost making it up to Megan.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, that's just kind of what I take from it. Like, I messed up and kind of sent you to the Institute, even though essentially I didn't have a choice. But I want to give you this huge movie.
Right.
And you're the star.
Yeah.
Are we good?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I was just going to say that same thing. It's his way of being like, listen, I know I put you through a lot of crap, but you deserve this. And at the end of the day... This, like, audition is what made him fall in love with her.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, so I think that that is his way of being like, I'm so sorry. Like, please forgive me for what I put you through. You can have this one piece of... I mean, that's not going to cure her, like, nightmares. But, I mean, I guess it'll add something to it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then kind of one last tidbit off that. So Terrence, as they were talking about the script, mentioned that... The Institute needs to grow, because if it's not growing, it's dying. Mm-hmm. And Kyle seemed to really kind of question that more internally. He didn't really explicitly say it more than just that simple question.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think Terrence's, like, end goal is? Is it to convert, like, the whole world?
I think that Terrence is getting nervous that Kyle is going to spend too much time and energy on the movie instead of helping the Institute grow. And I think that's scaring Terrence, and that's why he keeps kind of saying these things. Like, we still need the Institute to grow. Mm. Like, don't just focus on the movie. But I do. I think that he wants to freaking have, like, cameras on every single person in this world. Like, freaking this institute. I don't even. I want to know what their end goal is. It bothers me.
Yes, that's exact. I was just thinking that because my whole thing is, what is Terrence's motive?
Yeah.
What does he get out of owning this facility? What does he get? What is the big? It's like we already know he wanted to be a director or producer or something, and like wanted to be this big head honcho guy, and he didn't get that, but this is like his way of controlling. I don't know, but clearly he's got some skeletons, and well, he has a lot of, we already know his skeletons.
He has a lot of skeletons.
He has a lot, but like the ones before IHM, before that existed, what was his preemptive move into getting to this crazy brainwashing institute?
Right.
You know, like where, what is behind that crazy mind of his?
Yeah.
And I'm still dying to know how Terrence and Kyle met.
Right.
Because clearly they both met when they were both essentially at the bottom and have risen to the top together.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they met when Kyle obviously was big, because Terrence emphasizes all the time that he essentially made him.
Made Kyle, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So I'm curious to know.
I wonder if we'll see that this season.
I feel like we have to. And that's, it's just crazy because I feel like with shows like this, when they're like, they're like, oh, we only have one season to get everything in. So it's like they can't really dive into those back relationships. When you have another season to realize, ooh, we can give even more tidbits and any backstories away. I feel like we may see more of that with all the characters because we have another, what, 10, 11 episodes in order for them to get all this, like, dirt out, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this season.
I know. So I guess perfect time for predictions.
Predictions.
Yes. What are your guys' predictions for next week?
Oh, gosh.
You're After Buzz TV.
It's funny because with predictions, I always, like, have, like, my hopes and wants. And then I, like, have my, you know what I mean? Things that I want to happen that I kind of know maybe are not realistic. Yeah. But I guess maybe my predictions would be that, I don't know. I feel like we are going to see Megan maybe, like, push back a little more, but in a way that is maybe a little bit more manipulative on her side of things. Because I can't see her going all the way through this wedding with, out it being a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at one point she's just gonna be like, enough!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you
made me sign this contract for this wedding. You made me get into all of this, like, IHM stuff. Like, let me have one thing that I can do.
Right.
So I think maybe we'll see it blow up, and it would be like, maybe it won't be next episode. It'll be like a couple episodes down where she's had all this angst and she has the weight of of getting rid of the institute. Like, all these is just going to weigh heavy on her and she's going to have a huge freak out.
I hope that now that she kind of cracked a little bit with Kyle, she's going to be a little more honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hope that Kyle realizes she doesn't want this wedding at all. She just wants, like, an intimate wedding just to marry him and, like, move on. And I think he will kind of force the institute to maybe back off a little bit. Once again, this is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually going to happen. But, and I think that, I don't think Leslie's going, I think Leslie's still going to be in the picture. Even though she fired her or whatever, I think Leslie's still very much involved. And I'm really excited to figure out what Mason's all about.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I am. I think my predictions right now are more long-term. I don't have a great next week prediction.
Yeah.
I think Lisbeth will give her information if they do meet up. That will, I don't want to say be the straw that broke the camel's back, because I think the camel's back is already broken, but it will give her enough insight as to kind of how everything is run, like kind of the core of what's holding it all together, like truly, which I think will then lead her to maybe almost make a mistake and get caught. Like, she'll get so fired up and passionate about this one tidbit of information, and then she'll like do something and Terrence will find out it's going to be disaster. And I think at that point, it'll have to be like, who does she choose? Kyle or I guess Kyle will kind of have to pick.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really hope that Kyle picks Megan.
I hope so too.
He better.
I mean, after she all deserves, this girl has been through.
I know. She deserves at least Kyle.
Right.
And not
at the end of this.
Yeah.
I mean, God. She freaking signed a contract to have him for the rest of her life. So
get this institute out of there. I just want them to like have this intimate wedding and have love ever after.
Right. I agree. 100%.
But that dress was gorgeous.
It
her
was
wedding dress.
So pretty.
Oh.
It's
like to not be happy.
I love all of her outfits. Like on this season, I would wear everything. Whoever styles Megan, good job.
Yeah, she killed it. Well, thanks, guys, for kicking it with us. We had so much fun breaking down the arrangement. Allie and Jess, where can they find you?
You can find me on social media at Allie Nasta, or on Twitter at Allie Nasta, on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And you can find me at Jess Carroll TV on all social media platforms.
And I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval. And don't forget to check out AfterBuzz on all social media platforms as well at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.